To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keeping an eye on this junior situation out of Ohio State to see if anything breaks. We reached out to our boy Andrew Nemec. Nothing official. He told me that... the chances of an insider knowing it before he goes public are slim. So until he goes public, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
The trouble I've seen. Isn't that, doesn't she sing that song in Spaceballs?
Yes.
I heard they wrapped shooting for Spaceballs too.
Yes.
I'm terrified, dude.
It's Mel Brooks.
I'm terrified.
I'm in.
I'm terrified. It's going to suck.
I refuse to believe.
You know, I haven't seen that movie in a while. I've seen it a ton. So, like, I got all the jokes and all the references.
We ain't found s***.
But I don't think I've seen that movie in probably 5, 6, 7 years.
I watched it earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. You just caught it on? Nice.
Oh, no. I searched it out.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't like, just randomly on.
No, I was like, you know what I want to watch? Spaceballs. I did that. Then Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I'm pretty sure I own Spaceballs on DVD. Not Blu-ray, DVD.
Ooh.
Maybe I should get a VHS copy of it and put it in my...
Good luck with that.
In my VHS DVD collection of Star Wars.
Mm.
Do you know I have 3 different VHS versions of the original trilogy?
No, do
of
you?
Of Star Wars.
But and why?
Because they're all different versions.
Okay.
Because Lucas is a meddling little bitch.
My best friend growing up, his family used to... they had... babysitting out of their house, and they had a wall that is probably as big as our studio wall here, but taller. It was a vaulted ceiling.
Okay.
And it was every Disney movie VHS, and then God knows how many more, like the top movies of all time. Like you had every VHS you could ever think of. It was probably, like I said, the length of this wall and probably that wall too on the other side, it wrapped around. It was like being in Blockbuster.
Yeah. I used to work at a Hollywood Video.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the one on Highway 99 in Hazeldale in Vancouver. It was like the third largest VHS selection of any Hollywood Video in America.
Oh, really? It was a big one.
Dude, apparently, I should have been a part of it, but when they closed down, they sold a lot of it.
Ooh.
And I guess they had, like, secretly, like, better than Movie Madness VHS horror selection. Just like the greatest VHS horror collection of stuff you just can't find anymore.
It's crazy. Like if you
like
have,
Tarantino would be in a field day in there.
The Disney movies, remember the OG cases, the white cases?
Oh yeah, the clamshells.
Yeah. Apparently those are worth a ton of money if you have the originals. They don't have to be sealed. Like if you just have the originals, apparently they do like releases of them like every 10 years or something like that.
My sister, her husband owns a used media store, used record store.
Yeah.
And he does CDs and tapes and VHS and DVDs and stuff. And he says, dude, people come in and swipe that stuff
immediately.
Up. Well, Disney for a long time was only releasing things from the vault.
Yeah.
And then it would go into the vault and you couldn't get a new copy of it for a long time. Now it's all streaming and stuff like that.
But these are also kind of unaltered.
You know, original release quality.
Yeah, the Little Mermaid with all of the nasty stuff in it still.
And, the phallic symbols.
And Aladdin.
What
was it? Was it like 3 or 4 movies that guy did that in?
Yeah, the Little Mermaid case is the one I know the best.
And then it was...
And I think the preacher at the end is, let's just say, happy to be there.
And then the sand spells out sex.
Oh, yes.
In Aladdin.
Yes.
What's funny is those started out, I thought, as wives' tales, but they all ended up being real.
Ended up being real.
Oh, perv.
You know, the only thing I never saw, because the original one, is the guy like hanging himself in the background of the Wizard of Oz.
I was just going to bring that
up. I've never seen it.
It's there.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have like not looked it up enough to try and figure out where and when it is, but I have not seen that.
It's
all
there.
The sex stuff in the Disney movies, I've seen those. Yeah.
That, and then also the ghost kid in the apartment in Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that one's creepy. Oh,
I haven't seen those movies in 2 decades.
Yeah.
Because that one, it's all...
That one's the unexplainable one.
Yes, because it's all one continuous shot, and they go past the window at one point,
it's in the reflection, right? Yeah.
No, like, in the window, like, basically between the window and the curtains, pretty much. Mm. And so in the one continuous shot, they go by it one time, and he's not there. They come back again. Kid's there.
Text line, a few years ago, my stepdad bought the Little Mermaid VHS with the ween on the front, worth, like, $250.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you got like the OGs,
I owned
man.
It. I don't know what happened to mine as a kid. My sister might have them. She collects that stuff. She loves that stuff.
We had a bunch of them. I think they got sent to Goodwill 20 plus years ago. It's tough.
You know what pisses me off? So I follow a lot of like Reddits on like cassettes and vinyls and stuff. I record a lot of concerts that I've gone to, or I have found a lot of recordings of concerts that I've gone to, and I'm recording them on cassette. Kind of my way of like throwing homage to Grateful Dead tapes from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I guess 90s too. And people post all the time. They're like, check out what I found at Goodwill today. And I'm like, dude, that's $400 worth of records out of Goodwill. What the hell Goodwill are you going to? Because when I go to mine,
it's
like,
gone.
Yeah, it's there. It's Mozart classic, or it's like some pop star from the 50s that nobody cares about.
Yeah, they started doing it to where like there's... it's harder to do that because they're sorting it better through Goodwill, and it goes to like one of the distribution centers, and I want to say it's like Phoenix or something like that.
Okay.
And there's a couple of locations around the country, because I've rabbit holed some of that stuff of like, you know, how do people find some of this? And like people, there's almost like a black market, like you know which Goodwills to go to because they're like filtering it to certain places.
Dude, my wife is an insane Goodwill shopper. And she finds amazing stuff. She does this thing called Poshmark.
Oh, yeah, Poshmark, like Mercari, yeah. Those kind of things. Yeah, yeah.
She finds a lot of diamonds for like $10 and sells them for $100.
Oh.
Yeah, she does really, really well with that for funsies. Can't find the cassettes or vinyls.
Yeah, you just got to know what you have in your market, man.
I know. She knows the good ones for her stuff, but she can't find them for my stuff.
Now, well, you just got to just go Goodwill hunting.
Maybe she just doesn't know. Maybe it's my fault. Goodwill hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
How do you like them apples?
There you go. It's fine.
It's a tremendous movie.
I'm not saying it's not.
Are you poo-pooing Goodwill Hunting? It's
Robin Williams, best supporting actor. Yeah. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, best original screenplay.
It's the Boston of it all.
Oh, I can separate myself from that.
I mean, you know.
I know.
I can hate your sports teams and still love your movies.
It's not just that. It's the accent.
They do run it hard.
They run it hard in that.
Casey like, Affleck is probably the hardest in it.
But that's how those guys sound.
Well, but he can't help it.
Yeah, those guys sound. It's just, I don't know.
He also wasn't really an actor back then. He was just Ben's little brother, and they needed him
right?
to be
exactly.
a stoner in the car.
They're like, can you be you?
And that's who's going to win the AFC North.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.